So item 24 from the article The Peace by Bala Sulam. A sage said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessings for Israel but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others, as it's written in the expansion of the worlds, of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests. In the essay, The Aravut, we see from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold a blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Their task.
Item number 25, Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the verse. Which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And they will teach no more, for they will know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Yet with those two we have only been rewarded with the giving from the Creator, but we have not received anything into our own hands. Instead, we have been given a chance to begin with the work of the Creator, to engage in Torah and mitzvot lishma. Then we will be granted the great success that is promised to the generation of the Messiah, which all the generations before us did not know. And then we will be rewarded with a time of reception of both the complete attainment